This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show, and I hope you do. Hey, if you want me to speak or become part of what you do, if you're a radio station carrying my show, just let me know. KJRadio.com. There's a contact form. Send me a note. Tell me what you want to do. If you've got an event you want me to do, keynote, MC, something like that, get in touch with my people. My people will get back with your people, and we'll see what we can make happen. It's the way it works, baby. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. $196,000. Could you use it? Just curious. Would it help you in your lifestyle? Whatever that lifestyle may be. You could be a member of the not gay community, or you could be a member of the LGBTQ. You could just be a person that says, I have no affiliation, no gang colors of any type. Would $196,000 help your bank account? Would it help you to do something you've wanted to do? Maybe start a business. Maybe invest in a business you already have. Maybe you want to set up a college fund. I don't know. 196 grand. Because that's what Atlanta, Georgia spent on a gay flag crosswalk. $196,000 spent on a gay crosswalk. Look, I don't know what the people of Atlanta want. But I'll tell you this, if I were on the Atlanta City Council or anywhere close to lived in that city, I would be livid. I would want me some gay revenge. $196,000 to paint rainbow flag crosswalks? Oh, but they did get the man covers too, so yeah. Wow. When have they ever made a tribute to the crosswalks to heterosexuals? Said no one ever. Except now, nobody would even think of doing something so silly. We're celebrating sexuality and paying $196,000 to do it in one city. What else have we wasted money on to study about LGBTQ? How much money do you cost us, LGBTQ community? You people that are so caught up in your genitalia, what is it? What's wrong with being human? Okay, great. You got a freaky way of wanting to deal with people. I don't get it. I don't know why two hairy dudes or even two dudes that shave their bodies would want to be together. It just is completely foreign to me. And I know there are a lot of guys that like seeing two women together. I have no interest in it whatsoever. It's freaky to me. I don't get it. But I can see y'all pairing off and going, okay, I'll be with Ted and I'll be with Dan or whatever. And boy, girl, I don't get it. But you know what? I ain't hating on you. Do your thing. But why do you need $196,000 worth of crosswalks painted? What, to make you feel better? Somebody gay, let me know. Particularly gay conservatives. Do you feel the same way I feel? Because let me tell you, most gay conservatives that I know, half of them I didn't even know were gay. And when they did, yeah, Kevin happened to be gay. Oh, congratulations. Shake your hand and that's it. It isn't a big deal to me. Because you know what these conservatives do? They're not out there going, well, you give us $196,000 as a gay flag so I can feel better about my sexuality? I've been oppressed. People don't like me because I'm considered a freak in some circles and blah, blah, blah. Well, so what? There are people considered freaks because they have one leg shorter than the other. Hey, is there a flag for that? Kevin, is there a flag for the freaky footed people? Yeah, I remember a friend of mine. I don't remember his name anymore because it was years ago, but I was in grade school, and he had about a 5-inch heel on one of his feet, and of course the other foot was regular, and he walked kind of like boom, 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 even though, you know, that 5-inch thing was, you know, it was like a club on his foot, like a sledgehammer. He was a martial artist, boy. You better watch out for that foot. But it was freaky. You know, if you looked at that shoe, you're like, what the heck is that for? Well, as you might surmise, Kevin, one of my legs is shorter than the other. Oh, so you're saying one of your legs is longer than the other too then, aren't you? That would be very astute of you, Kevin. But the point is, it was freaky. Okay, but I get it. It was freaky. Does everybody have to get one of those shoes? Is it a law you can't make fun of it? You know, of course I joked with him about it. We became friends, and I joked with him about it. Big deal. And Kevin, I just want you to know that I also like people of the same gender as I am. Okay, freaky-footed dude with a freaky sexuality. Okay, no problem. We're still just in grade school together. You gonna play tetherball with that big old foot or no? I mean, I don't care. Bugs me. $196,000 for a crosswalk. Painted. And you know who got the deal? Some leftist politician's artist friend got a grant and was commissioned to do those. Could have gotten a bunch of school kids to do it. Hey, kids, your color's red. You're, you know, whatever. You get what I'm saying. $196,000. It reminds me of when we paid $192 million for signs of the stimulus. $192 million to say the stimulus is working. Roads and bridges are being built with your tax dollars. $192 million. Could you use $196,000? Yeah. What would you do with $192 million, genius? Huh? Just asking. Because let me tell you, if I got... Don't even get me started. If I had $1 million, I could change politics. Now that we have our trust set up and you can donate tax-free, you'll get more information on that. Maybe we will get $1 million and I'll prove it to you. But $192 million in signs around the country to tell you we started all these projects where you spent your money. How about we not put those signs up? We got to let the people know that we did this, that we are spending their money wisely. Okay, great. You want to pretend that you're good stewards of our money and spend $192 million to tell us. A little bit counter, you know, antithetical there, folks. Counterintuitive. You want to tell me, convince me you're spending my money? Well, tell me. Don't go spend $192 million of it. That's a lot of cheddar. A lot of things could be done with that money. What else we got to talk about? They say, you know, so later this hour, I'm going to talk about President Trump and his tweeting, because you guys are always at bugging me about this tweeting thing. Tweeting is good. Just know that. Then I want to highlight, if we get to it, I want to highlight people that tweet and then get off. Why do they get off Twitter? Can't handle the heat of Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I get people threatening me and all. I've got all the threats. I keep them. But why? I'm not jumping off. You ain't scaring me off of Twitter. Trump's not scared to get off Twitter. Anyway, we got a lot coming up. I'm glad you guys are with me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Another weekend's coming up, folks. Kevin Jackson here. And the danger zone exists in Chicago, Illinois. How fragile, folks, is our society? How little concern leftists have for the livelihood of their fellow man? It's ridiculous. The other day I heard of a story of a guy. They had an argument over a gas station pump or something. One guy ends up shot dead. And the list of crazy stories like that, if we did a show like that every day, I could fill it. I could fill 3 hours with no problem every single day. You'd be, I mean, like cadaver dogs. You'd be like, Kevin, will you please just stop talking about people killing each other? Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, that's why we don't cover it every day. But Chicago, 41 people last weekend were wounded, 3 killed, several multiple victim shootings, attacks on the South Side, of course. I mean, it's just crazy. And we do these stories all the time, and I go, when does it end? When is somebody actually going to do something about it that changes the way people think? Have we talked enough about how people think? Remember the story about the lady? Son is in a drive-by shooting. They tried to kill some kids in another gang, crashed the car, killed a civilian, killed the two people in the car, including her son, and she says the gang was family. How do you get rid of that mentality? I mean, I'm asking. I have an idea. I know these kids want to do things productive. I know what drives human nature. We're starting this project here soon. I haven't started it officially, and I talked to one of the people that wanted me to do it, but the reason is I'm just too busy. I got too many other things I have to get done inside of my own organization before we can reach out to that degree again. But I want to help these kids. They're not throwaways. They want to do something with themselves, and they want guidance. They want somebody to help them. They want, what was Mr. Sidney Poitier's name? Mr. Tibbs? Not Mr. Tibbs. But anyway, he was the guy that helped those British kids to stir with love, you know? And I want to be the to stir with love of these young black kids. I'm joking about it, but I do want that. It's funny. When I was teaching the martial arts to kids, I got so much satisfaction. Because you see their personalities and you watch them grow and you're like, wow, that little dude's going to be pretty good, you know? Or look at this little girl. She's going to surprise a lot of boys that think they're going to, you know, just come up on, roll up on that, you know? I mean, I would have these thoughts about them like, you know, I like this kid. They're getting to get in together, you know, things like this. And it's funny, one of my instructors years later came to me and said, Kevin, you really are a good teacher. You love to teach. I go, I do. It thrills me to watch people learn. That light that comes on, that's excitement, right? Man. Hey, Mississippi, they want $6 million from Terry McAuliffe. The state of Mississippi called for an electric car company founded by Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to pay back more than $6 million in loans after the venture failed to create adequate jobs. This is one of these, I want to be the next Tesla, pipe dreams of Terry McAuliffe, a scoundrel of the highest order. Former chair of the DNC, cheated his way into the governor, and now he's going to be embroiled in a fight for his life. And I hope we can win this one. I hope we can get Trump another win. Anybody talking about 5-0? Don't forget it, folks. We're 5-0. Anyway, State Auditor Stacy Pickering demanded that Green Tech Automotive give back $5 million worth of public loans plus interest. Pickering said the venture failed to create jobs in Mississippi, as promised, sent a letter to the current CEO, Charles Wang, asking for repayment within 30 days. He said his office faced, quote, resistance from Green Tech while pursuing an audit, which raised red flags and had caused them to consider a formal investigation. See, these guys sold them on the idea they're going to create jobs with green energy jobs. Man, we're going to be the next Tesla. We're going to make the next hybrid. We're going to be successful. You know, come with me, Barry Gordy. You guys don't even get the reference, but that's okay. Anyway, the point is, Terry McAuliffe is a scoundrel. He didn't create any jobs in Mississippi. He created a boondoggle, and he had the protective blanket of Barack Obama. And you know why Mississippi is suing him? It ain't because they're a Republican state, folks. It's because they know they can now. I want you to understand what's going on with this story. It has nothing to do with, well, when should we... They know they could have sued him. They wouldn't sue him under Obama. Now they got Trump, and now they can sue him. He doesn't have that protection of the Clinton extortion gang. The Clinton Foundation. The Clintonistas. He's got to do it on his own. Anyway, interesting take. Hey, here's another story for you. I think it's kind of interesting. Remember when Barack Obama accused the Russians of hacking the DNC? And in response, he seized those two Russian buildings? Now it's a hot potato. See, Donald Trump's inherited that little mess. BBC says it this way. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he was considering specific measures in response to what Barack Obama did, but he didn't elaborate. Earlier, unnamed Russian officials said Moscow was ready to expel about 30 U.S. diplomats and seize U.S. state property. See, I want to explain to you the ripple effect of Barack Obama and the Democrats doing dirty, trying to create the idea that the Republicans cheated with the Russians when in fact they know they fabricated the story. It's all but been exposed at this point. Just waiting for the next shoe to fall. In December, the administration expelled 35 Russian diplomats and shut down two intelligence compounds. Ex-President Barack Obama acted against Russia after U.S. intelligence sources had accused the Russian state agents of hacking into the DNC computers to undermine Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Accusations only. Then you know what they found out? They found out, just so you guys are aware, that we can not only mimic how the Russians attack us, we can leave the, quote, fingerprints that make it look like the Russians attack us. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you think Barack Obama and his team might have done that, given what we've learned about the Russians so far? Mr. Lavrov told the Russian media he was it was simply shameful for such a great country as the United States, a champion of international law, to leave the situation in such a state of suspended animation. Justice and international law must be restored. And he says, he accused Congress of being charged up with Russophobia. Never heard the term, but he called it Russophobia. I'm glad he did. Because, see, we got Islamophobia. Why not Russophobia? That's exactly what the Democrats are doing. Tucker Carlson argued the other day. I can't play it now, but he argued with Lieutenant Colonel Peters, and he says to him, why can't you see that we're agree with Russia where it's in our own public interest and disagree with them where it isn't? When do we not do that? Every country that we deal with, that is exactly how we treat them. They're trying to make Putin out to be the next Hitler. He's no Hitler. He may be a bad guy. He kills journalists. He killed this or that. He probably did, and so did the Clintons. People still deal with him. You know, it's amazing to me how people get lost in the muck and the mire of nonsense. Putin may be a bad guy, but he runs a country, and he's looking out for its interests, and if they don't get rid of him, that's their role. Our role is to figure out how to work within the confines of him. We'll be talking Trump when we come back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One Rule Away before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. 844-551-8255. You'd think I'd have that number just plastered all over the place, but I just go from memory. Anyway, hey, so the president uses Twitter a lot. We know this. You guys have heard my discussion around Twitter. I told you that President Trump's use of Twitter is masterful. It is Houdini meets P.T. Barnum, you name it. It is the best thing that has happened to the body politic on our side. Imagine what would have happened if we didn't have Twitter. Trump wouldn't be president. I can tell you that for sure. I don't know what he would have done to try to make it up. He would have tried. But using Twitter, having that quick access, being able to target your market, things like that has just been a godsend. And he used it more effectively than anybody. I bet you right now, Barack Obama is looking back on his life as president and saying, I wish I had done more. I wish I'd used social media better. He was a genius in getting people to assemble to it, but he couldn't get people to pay attention to it. Now, here's the thing. He didn't need to. He had a media that was already, you know, slobbering. What can we do for you, Mr. Barack, please? You know, so he didn't need it as much as Donald Trump. He wasn't trying to get around him. He had the media so intimidated. First of all, they adored him because they've been politically correcticized and made to adore him. And when they were falling out of favor, he corrected them so harshly by threatening to send them to prison that they just towed the line. Not to mention he had a complex, a cocoon of ignorance that let people, you know, if you wanted to get out of there, people were like, what are you trying to get out of here for? What are you trying, you know, trying to be a Donald Trump fan? You're trying to be a conservative? And they would just beat you down. So that's what happened. Trump needed it. And that's why nobody on the left recognized the power of it, because they just saw it as, well, Barack Obama's got 23 million people or 36 million people to follow him on Twitter. Yeah, but what was his interaction? Nothing. Let me tell you, if you don't wonder how effective Twitter is, let me tell you what, be still my heart. Because leftists are suing to contact President Trump on Twitter. That's winning. See, his tactic of blocking haters on Twitter leaves them butthurt. Butthurt. Let me tell you what happened to me. It's every now and then I'll block somebody. I'll go on and on. I'll let them go as long as they want to go. And then it gets to a point where it becomes tedious. Like, you just, you know, you're messing up my thread. And I didn't know much about Twitter at the time, but, you know, different people can read different things. And if somebody's just, you know, like sending you one letter on a thread or something, it can become irritating to the people watching your thread. So over time, I would just block. I'd say, okay, I've had enough of you. If you want to have a discussion or if you want to threaten or whatever, I'm willing to go back and forth. But when it just becomes, you suck, I hate you, whatever, okay, I'm done. So you block them. when you do that, it's funny to watch them. They have a conniption. Kevin Jackson, block me. Whatever. It's rare that I do it, but I've blocked a few people. Not because I'm not afraid of them. It's just I respect what's going on with Twitter. I respect the tool. I didn't know what it was at first. I would just have these arguments, and it would be like, well, shit, I don't care. And then some people would write to me, Kevin, you do know everybody can see that. And I was like, no, I didn't know that, but I don't care. You know, if you call me up or send me a note, I'm going to kick your butt. And then I'm going to say, well, just when and where? Let's do it. So I learned the nuances of Twitter, and I do know they have a conniption when they get blocked, and that's what Trump did. See, these safe space-seeking anti-American a-holes, they block conservatives for daring to question their sanity. When you say to them, hey, I saw you posted Donald Trump is this or that, you do realize Donald Trump did this, that, and the other, blocked. Really? So you start a discussion because you put it out there. It's a social media platform. Somebody says, well, hey, why do you say that about Trump when he said this or that or did this or that? I'm blocking you. We aren't even mean-spirited when we ask logical questions, and these trigger-worn leftists run for the hills and a.k.a. block you on Twitter. And I find it laughable that these self-proclaimed First Amendment advocates at Columbia University now want to sue President Trump for access to him on Twitter. See, they claim he can't block critics on Twitter as it's their First Amendment right to have access to him. Talk about a twisting of the First Amendment. It's their right to be able to have access to what he says. No, it's his right to be able to say what he says. He can say it in private in his closet, or he can say it to the whole world. You have no right of access. Just because a president uses his God-given, and you want to call it First Amendment, fine, right to speak out on Twitter, doesn't mean he must allow brain-dead leftists to have access to his tweets and ultimately him. Because that's what it is. They're his thoughts. He can share them if he wants. The beauty of Twitter is I can do an @ at Kevin Jackson Radio, and anybody that is, you know, that picks that up, It's to Kevin Jackson Radio. If I say at one of my listeners, it's going specifically to you. It doesn't go to everybody. So there's little things about Twitter that you learn. Twitter can be private if you want it to be. Twitter, you can block. You can say, I don't want these trolls to know. You can send it to groups. It allows you lots of nuances, so you don't have. You can say, it's a selective audience. You can use hashtags, and I just won't say only, but mostly people that pick up those hashtags will see your message. The overwhelming majority of tweets are never seen. That's just truth. President Trump uses Twitter masterfully. It is his weapon of mass destruction for the lamestream media. It is nuclear when it goes off, and that's why it vexes the left. Their frustration, though, in no way entitles them to access to his account. But in the world of safe spaces and trigger words, leftists feel otherwise. And so I was reading this article in NBC News. I'm just going to give you the details of what I've already said. But the Manhattan federal court lawsuit from the Knight First American Institute at Columbia University cited 7 individuals rejected by Trump or his aides after criticizing the president. Besides Trump, the lawsuit also named as defendants White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer and Dan Scavino, White House Director of Social Media. Now, this is what you call a frivolous lawsuit. For all the reasons I stated earlier, let me continue with this article. So it says, Jamil Jeffer, the Institute's director, said dozens of people reached out after his organization told the White House 3 weeks ago that it wasn't permitted to block individuals from following the president's 8-year-old @RealDonaldTrump account. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. recently ruled that a local official's Facebook account was a public forum under the First Amendment, but higher courts have not yet addressed the issue. The lawsuit asked a judge to stop Trump and his media team from blocking critics from following his personal account, which has 33 million followers, 14 million more than @POTUS, and 19 million more than @WhiteHouse. Now, I want you to take a look at what angered these, quote, First Amendment advocates. Trump blocked the person who tweeted that Russia won the election for Trump. And I said, hey, memo to leftists, Russia was actually in cahoots with Hillary Clinton. Next, that Trump cut off another guy who called the president, quote, a corrupt, incompetent authoritarian. Memo to leftists, Barack Obama is a corrupt, incompetent authoritarian to his core, and Trump will expose that soon enough. According to Quora.com, and of course anybody with common sense, the First Amendment doesn't grant the right to free speech in a forum owned by somebody else. They're entitled to kick you out, delete what you said, change it, anything, according to Quorum. And to that I say, hear, hear. But what leftists are really suing to do, folks, is they're suing to stalk. See, these plaintiffs are trolls. They essentially sue for the right to electronically stalk the President of the United States. Perhaps they sense that the days of leaks are ending. But the larger issue may be this. How opposite world idiots these guys are. They live in bizarro world where when you dislike somebody, you want more of them. See, in the real world, where we choose our friends and our politics, we tend to distance ourselves from those we don't want in our lives. In social media circles, you unfollow, you unfriend. I can't tell you the number of times when somebody would, you know, write something to me, Kevin, you said just that and the other, and I don't like it, and I don't want your thing. I go, then don't do it. Don't follow it. Don't unfriend me. Undo this. Why are you giving me the play-by-play? I don't care. I'm not seeking you out, fool. But these people don't do that. They want more. I want access to everything. And I'm willing to bet the majority of conservatives, the real Americans, didn't follow Barack Obama. And based on his Twitter followers, the number, the majority of leftists didn't either. Obama's use of Twitter was mostly for self-aggrandizement and had little entertainment value, if anything. And as I said, Trump understands the value of Twitter. But the lawsuit claims that blocking people on Twitter is, quote, get this, unconstitutional when done by the president. What about Instagram, Facebook, Skype, other social media platforms? Are they unconstitutional? Hey, a horse walked, a named leftist walked into a bar and the bartender asked, why the long face, leftist? Well, let me tell you why. Because Twitter has evened the playing field for President Trump when dealing with the media, and leftists are livid that Trump has unraveled the media.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about Trump and leftists suing him for access to his media, you know, to his Twitter. And it was just funny to me. You know, I remember when leftists went after talk radio. You guys remember that? They wanted to shut us down. They said we were having an undue influence on the election. And what are we supposed? We're having an undue conversation. They didn't want us to have a conversation. They wanted to shut us down. And when they couldn't do that, they went into net neutrality and all these other things. Remember, we were in danger of losing the internet over. And I don't know if it was net neutrality, but I know there were some issues regarding, you know. And I don't know the details, but I know that there was some threat that, you know, you'd have to, you know, be equal time and all this other crap. The real irony, folks, is Twitter doesn't care about the safety of Donald Trump. And we reported a story where Twitter took to the courts in an effort to conceal the identity of users who were opposed to Trump and who had made death threats against them. See, because you don't have to have your actual name on there. And when, you know, the Secret Service, they check death threats no matter where they come from. And Twitter fought this. But you can bet if there were, if somehow they said we need access to Donald Trump's account, and even if it involved his public safety, Twitter would gladly hand that stuff over. The owner of that social media platform has said he believes he helped Donald Trump get elected, and he probably did in one respect, but he regrets it. They don't care about Donald Trump. They don't care about his life. Let me tell you, I don't know how many people have threatened the Trumps or Donald Trump or his family, but you can bet it's more than Barack Obama. They'll never tell you, but it is. See, leftists are dangerous. You don't have to believe me. Ask Congressman Scalise or the multitude of Trump supporters paying hospital bills because Obamacare was a bust after they went to a Trump rally and got the crap beat out of them. Leftists will hurt you. And they don't want to stalk you because they want to have a dialogue. They want to stalk you because they want to put fear in you, and they mean it. If they're going to come after you, they're going to come after you sneaky. They're not going to face you head on, but they'll come after you sneaky, like that guy did with Scalise and those other congresspeople and staffers. He wouldn't say, hey, Scalise, let's have a shootout, like the old West. Mano a mano, we'll just go gun to gun. He's not going to do that. He doesn't want to see you with the, you know, things tipped in your favor, even a little bit. But I want to go back to this Twitter thing, because guess what? Every time I think about, okay, so how many people do you think the Obama team blocked? What do you think the lengths they would have gone to if somebody had said, I hate you, I hate your policies, whatever? You would have gotten a visit from Secret Service or possibly put in jail. They would have ruined your life. The government can do that. Trust me when I tell you this. They can ruin your life. No conspiracy theory here. Anyway, Allison Camerota got off of Twitter. Do you know who? George Lopez. He recently told the cops, you know, and all, he said something to the cops, you know, like they need to be deported because it would make the streets safer. And you know what he does? He gets off of Twitter. You know what happens to every one of these leftists when they get in trouble and their foot gets in their mouth? They jump off of Twitter. Donald Trump said a lot of things on Twitter. Has he jumped off? No. But here's Allison Camerota, who left Fox News. And I got to tell you, these people that leave Fox and suddenly, you know, Allison Camerota, I'll be honest, I didn't pay much attention to her at Fox, but I met her once directly with Brian Kilmeade, and just one of the most, what can I say, just kind of looked at me like, what are you doing? Who are you? And played the game over at Fox, trying to pretend to be, you know, what she wasn't. And the minute she goes over to CNN, she becomes who I think what she is. She's not an objective journalist, that's for sure. I had an exchange with her, and I embarrassed her. When I figured out that she wasn't a conservative, the way she was questioning me, I absolutely ripped her a new one. It was one of my favorite interviews. It was the first time if you ever get a chance to see it, I finally just kind of like, oh, really? Okay, it's like that. And boom. And I mean, she was just, I've seen her since with Gorka and others, where she's gotten really, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. And she gets into this, you know, hurt puppy thing. But I couldn't believe it. But see, these people, they act like they're tough. They act like they know what they're doing. And the first thing they do is they run. And that's exactly what Camerota did. And here's what she wrote. Dear Twitter, attention trolls, it's over. I'm breaking up with you. I know it's sad. We've been together a long time. Remember my first tweet in May of 2009? Happy Mother's Day? My God, listen to how hopeful I sounded. Back then, I believed your promises that you'd help me connect with people, that you'd be an agent for good in the world, that you'd get my messages out, that you'd help build a community. Back then, you surprised me with the flower emojis and thoughtful comments. Back then, it was still thrilling to check in with you every day to see how many new followers you'd brought me. Those were the days. Let me tell you something about social media, folks. When I got started in social media 8 or 9 years ago, I was on a site called Dig. And Dig was a place where you'd post your thoughts and ideas, and you'd gain friends. And then when I got enough friends together, I would say, hey, here's some of my posts, my articles. And they'd go like them, and I build my little audience. So I got up to where I had about, I'm guessing, because it's been a while, but say I had 400 people on Dig. Now, keep in mind, I was getting 10 people reading my site. So if I got 20, I was like, whoa! So I build up my thing, my Dig profile, my Dig community, and, you know, it's people that theoretically are conservatives. And we start interacting, and I post my articles, and then I didn't realize you could be liked up or liked down. Long story short, some liberal trolls found out I was a conservative on there, and they started just going, bing, 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 we hate his stuff, and Dig kicks me off. I'd done nothing. I hadn't threatened anybody. I hadn't made any bad comments, nothing. I came there one day, you've been kicked off of Dig. I went, whoa. So I wrote a note and said, what the heck's going on? You have violated our standards. How did I do that? I didn't do anything. So I finagled and used my internet. I used my wireless to get on, which uses a different IP. And they let me back on, and I did the same thing. And keep in mind, this is over a period of about 6 months, 3 months each time. Got my number of people up. Was very more vigilant about who I led as a troll. You know, I was secretive on being on the site. And I got kicked off again. They go, we figured it out. You're so-and-so. And they kicked me off again. And at that point, I said, I'm never getting on it again. And did it hurt my little stats? So I was getting 30, 40, 50 people reading my blog every day? Yeah. And I went back down to 10 or whatever it was. And I was very disappointed because I put in lots of man hours to build up that site and get people going. And I would have had millions by now. But I learned social media is dominated by the left. It doesn't matter whether it was Technorati, whether it was Reddit, you name it. Social media people have nothing to do. You finance their lives. So they can troll you all day long. They will get you kicked off of Facebook. How many people do you know have been kicked off? That's why I started TeaPartyCommunity.com. Go there where you won't get kicked off for nonsense reasons. So I quit doing that type of social media. Oh, Kevin, there's another one. It's called Blinker Blankable. I ain't going because I know who's over there. Tumblr, Stumble Upon, they're all, oh, if you abide to our standards of niceness and all that, screw your standards of niceness. I don't know. How do you know what's nice? What does half the crap you say, I want to ban you. Anyway, Camarada says, something happened to you talking about Twitter. You're a shadow of your former self, the one I was first attracted to. It's no fun to be with you anymore. You become mean and verbally abusive. This woman has no clue the level of abuse you take as a conservative on Twitter. The only way you can do it, is you can abide by it, is if you don't let the bad people in. I don't block anybody except, like I told you guys, the ones that I think abuse you. They'll never abuse me. Never. I will fight you all night and wake up in the morning and start fighting you again. You will think that when does he sleep? I don't. Till the battle's won, I ain't going to bed. But it cracks me up because here's Allison Camerata leaving Twitter scared. How many of these leftists do exactly that? And you know what Donald Trump does? You know what warriors do like myself? We stay there. We stay the fight. I'm not running from you.
I'll sue you so I can be and interact with you, so I can troll you, so I can stalk you, eventually want to kill you. And Twitter says, oh, no problem.
How many people like Camerata are there? Leftists who aren't willing to stand up. Camerata, learn your craft. Take the hits. It's only going to make you better. That's what it did to me. It toughened me. That's why I tell people I got the skin of a rhinoceros.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.